This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the meantime, we also have some local news for you, specifically to do with AirAsia and AirAsia X, which have each been slapped with a 200,000 ringgit fine by Mavcom for charging processing fees in addition to base fares.
That's right. When customers buy tickets via credit card or online banking between June 1st and August 9, airline companies are supposed to have removed the processing fee from 1st of June in accordance with the Malaysian Aviation Consumer Protection Code. Both airlines had charged processing fees of 4 ringgit via debit card and 16 ringgit for credit card transactions.
And AirAsia and AirAsia X said that they would remove fees from October onwards. My question is, so for customers who were charged, right, will AirAsia actually refund the fees that the customers paid from June to September? And the airline companies would probably want to, will they just kind of, you know, quietly, overtly raise fares to cover these processing costs because they would not want to lose revenue? Because I actually paid the 4 ringgit during that period, right? So do I get my money back is my question.
Yeah, you can bundle the cost into the pricing of the thing, but it's no joke actually. If you talk about the tens of millions of customers that AirAsia has, and you just tag a 4 ringgit pricing or 16 ringgit pricing or whatever it is that they have to pay the credit card companies, right?
But it's actually much less than that because the processing fees are low. They just charge a flat rate.
Yeah, there are quite burdensome charges involved. Although the cost of that is coming down, even if you talk about 1 ringgit, right, it can come up to millions. So it's a question of the business strategy of such companies. I mean, you have small players in the market, your retail store in the market does not charge you a processing fee when you spend, right? So what about a big company like AirAsia or Malaysia Airlines for that matter?
Now, I'm sure we're going to be hearing about this from Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, because he also has frequently and recently taken to social media to express his frustration about Mavcom. Most recently, it was about the submission of route applications, because he complained about the fact that there is a 3 times a week limit on submission of applications, as about the 6-month cooling off period, as well as the fact that Mavcom has rejected several of its route applications or AirAsia's route applications, despite the approved bilateral traffic rights. And in addition to the fines by Mavcom as well, AirAsia actually will also need to contend with court orders initiated by MAHB in order to collect outstanding passenger service charges or PSCs.
Yeah, in July, the High Court actually ordered AirAsia Group to pay at least 40.6 million ringgit in unpaid PSC to Malaysian airports. AirAsia had earlier refused to collect the PSC of 73 ringgit imposed by MHB at KLIA2 and instead only collected 50 ringgit. Now, the rationale for that was that KLIA2 is a less superior airport compared to KLIA1.
Yeah, so the Transport Ministry has further revised the PSC since the court judgment, and reverting back to 50 ringgit instead of 73, which takes effect next month. But AirAsia is still going to need to settle with MAHB the earlier PSC. Now, AirAsia is trading close to a 52-week low at 1 ringgit 71. They closed at 181 yesterday. Same with AirAsia X. They are also trading close to a 52-week low at 18 cents.
But this is also a function of their recent results season, where the numbers were much, much lower than expected. So I don't think it's just noise on these fines by Mavcom or these PSC charges. It's a function of the difficult operating environment out there currently with this slowdown. There's also been pressure in terms of fuel costs. So it's been a tough few months for AirAsia, actually.
Yeah, the haze doesn't help as well. So expect this quarter's earnings to be quite bad.
Yes, and some other news as well. Mavcom has slapped MAHB with a 1.18 million ringgit fine for not complying with the airport's quality of service framework for both KLIA and KLIA2. Now, it's not known what the breaches are, so we don't know if it's related to the breakdown of the systems in August. But MAVCOM is authorized to impose fines of a maximum of 5% of annual turnover. And according to MAVCOM executive chairman, all these penalty actions are intended to up the level of service. Because I guess one of the things that you always do hear complaints about is KLIA and KLIA 2. It's actually less so the operations of the airlines as it is our airports that we hear tourists complain about when they come to the country.
Yeah, there are usually just two complaints. One is the standard of the cleanliness of our toilets, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I come out of the plane and I use the toilet in KLIA 1 or KLIA 2, I'm instantly reminded I'm back home.
It's okay, what?
Is it okay? I think it could be
quite a bit.
It could be better for sure. The other complaint is, why do my bags take forever to come out? Is the other issue I have sometimes. I've waited as long as 1 hour.
All your shopping bags, is it? Like tons and tons of luggage.
No, all of us are waiting regardless of how many bags we have, Julian. But, you know, it's just like, why do we wait so long?
The biggest enigma for me is the autogate for passports because it has such long queues and you need a diploma to learn how to use it, right? Because there are always people stationed there teaching you how to use it. Why can't we provide something that's idiot-proof that everybody would know
but
how to use?
But that's not actually Malaysian airports, right? That's our immigration system, nothing to do really with the airport operator.
Yeah, and although I also have the same dilemma because I've always noticed that it's actually faster to go to the immigration officers themselves rather than to go through the auto gates because there's a much higher margin for error on those.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.